Dustin Fox here with Browns offensive guard Joel Bitonio. Joel, you're healthy, man. How's that feel?
Yeah, I feel great, man. It's good to be back out there, you know, physically. I think it took a little while, you know, to camp in the first couple weeks to kind of get going, but I feel really good physically now, and I'm moving well, and, you know, obviously we want to win some games, but personally, it's really good to be back out on the field.
Yeah, last year, I mean, when you missed basically the second half of the season, that had to be tough.
Yeah, it was. Anytime you're not out there with your guys, we weren't winning very many games last year, but you want to be part of it. You know, you want to be around, and even though you're on IR, you're here in meetings and stuff, you still don't feel part of it when you're not running through the tunnel and playing the games with the guys and kind of going through that just game day. It's what you play for, is those Sundays, and to not be able to do that last year was tough.
Well, now you get to be out with your guys every single Sunday, and it's a new group because you added Treader and you added Zeitler on the offensive line as well, and Coleman starting there as well. What's the bond like for all the big hogs up front?
Yeah, we have a good room, you know, led by Joe T. You know, he's kind of the old vet, but the guys we brought in are just, you know, solid people, and it's fun. You know, O-line, I don't know what it is about O-linemen, but you've been around a bunch of teams, and we just seem to bond a different way than other people. And I think week by week, we're trying to just keep improving and be the best unit we can be.
Let's talk about the seasons for you so far here. You've played really well. Pro Football Focus has rated you as the one of the best offensive guards. You haven't given up a sack this year. What do you feel about that?
Yeah. You know, O-line's a tough position because when you're not winning, it's hard to be happy about the way you're playing, you know, because it's a team sport. You want to win games. But to come back from the foot injury and to be back there and feel like I'm playing, you know, pretty well, I think there's always room to improve. But to feel like I'm doing a decent job out there playing next to Joe and JC and kind of getting in a rhythm, and that's what I thought. I think the O-line's, we're just trying to work to be the best we can to help the other positions. You know, we're probably the most experienced group on the offense, and so we want to help the tight ends, we want to help the receivers, we want to help the backs, you know, be the best they can be as well.
What do you like better, run blocking or pass blocking?
Oh, run blocking, 100%.
Yeah.
As an O-lineman, you get a fire out of a guy, you get to double team guys a lot in run game, you know, I pull a lot. I feel like I'm a pretty good athlete for an O-lineman, so
I
like getting around the edge and kind of, you know, bring what I can to the play. And we've had some pretty good success. We had a couple good runs this last game with Crow pulling up in there. Let's say I do miss a block in the run game. It's a 2-yard gain or a 1-yard loss. If you have a bad play in pass pro, you know, it could be a sack fumble. It could be some serious damage. You know, run game, it's a little bit more covered up than in the pass game.
Hey, man, you're great, man. Keep staying positive.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Joel.